This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Well, he's supposed to show up at some point, but gotten waylaid with what I'm sure is important business.
We'll have to find something to get into a screaming match about, Mark. It's been a long time since it's just been you and I on the air to, you know.
I don't know. Do we disagree on much? We'll figure something out. Right, but first, we're going to... I'm going to almost call this a special guest. John from Nevada has been calling in pretty regularly to talk about the... It isn't exactly the Bundy Ranch trial, but the... There was the Bundy standoff and some people that were charged based on it, and we have a verdict in the case, John?
Yes, we do have a verdict. Can you hear me?
I got you.
Okay. Yeah, a very surprising verdict to me just came back within the last few minutes on 40 charges against the four defendants. The jury was deadlocked on 6 charges, but on all the rest they came back with acquittal. Not guilty. 2 of the defendants are going free tonight, because they've been cleared on all charges. 2 of the 4 defendants still have a hung jury on charges against them. So it remains to be seen what's going to be done about that.
So is the jury now sort of released, or does this jury go back on these 6 charges?
Oh, no. This trial is over. The jury... should be free now, and they should be gone and should be able to do interviews if they want to. This is over for now. Now, the state retains the ability to retry the 2 defendants on the charges where there was a hung jury.
Which 2 defendants are these?
The 2 who have charges remaining against them are Eric Parker and Scott Drexler. They still have charges against them related to assault on federal officers and intimidation of them, as well as additional weapons charges. You get add-ons when you commit a crime and you have a weapon on you. The 2 defendants who are free on all charges are Stephen Stewart and Ricky Loveline, so they are expected to be released within the hour.
So the guy that is famously has this picture taken of him, you know, looking through a scope on a rifle, presumably at federal agents. I don't know that that's necessarily a foregone conclusion from the picture. But this that guy, is he released or still being held?
That the gentleman you're talking about is Eric Parker. As I witnessed the trial, I also saw similar pictures of Scott Drexler, who is the other defendant who still has charges that are unresolved against
him. It's basically those pictures. They're just too much for some of the jurors to handle. Now, what I'm curious about is that these guys are still being held. How long have they been held?
They've been held for more than a year now. They were after the arrest came down in the Malheur case last spring, that's when immediately the FBI started making arrests in the 2-year-old Bundy standoff matter. There had never been charges against these people until that time, but it was evident to me that when some of Bundy's family was charged at Malheur, they decided to pile on and go after anybody who was involved at the Bundy Ranch standoff.
And you were at the Malheur trials also, and there were a bunch of, if not all, not guilties there also?
Yes, it was at the trial we witnessed where Ammon Bundy and Ryan Bundy were on trial. They came back not guilty on almost all charges. A couple of guys got convicted of fairly minor charges.
whatever happened with the three final holdouts that were there at like the gate, that the FBI was, I went on the air at the time, and I'll stand by this. The FBI were attempting to bait them into getting shot. What happened to those people?
At the Bundy standoff?
Yeah.
I'm really I can't say I'm familiar with that situation.
Okay, at the very end of it, and I'm not going to make you remember anything you don't. But at the very end, there were like three holdouts that were part of the three percenters. They were expecting, people to come, save them or something like that. A whole bunch of the cavalry to arrive, and
it almost sounds like the situation at Malheur where there were four.
I'm sorry if I didn't say that was at Malheur. Pardon me.
Okay, yes. Well, those four people have all been exonerated or not charged. Two of them I saw were declared guilty in the trial, were declared not guilty of all charges in the trial I was at, and I believe the other two have been released also, but I'm not certain of that.
Fascinating. I'm curious. The government can continue to hold these people here in the Bundy situation. Even after they've gotten, exonerated of many charges, and the other charge was a hung jury, I mean, they can.
Yes.
How long? They've had them for a year now. How much longer can they hold them?
It remains to be seen. This trial today, these four defendants who were tried today, this was their second trial. The first trial, there was a mistrial on all charges against them. So this is their second trial.
What caused the mistrial?
I'm sorry. It was a hung jury on all charges against them in the first trial, which results in a mistrial.
I see.
And so this will be a mistrial for
some
these
charges.
Two defendants on the remaining charges. Now, there are also two other sets of defendants still waiting in jail without bail, waiting to get their chance in court, and that includes Cliven Bundy and four of his sons. So that includes the five eldest males of the whole Bundy family, which it has to be an enormous hardship on that family.
Right.
No bail.
If the government doesn't put you in jail, at the very least they'll drive you into the poorhouse, right?
Right. Yeah. And so for these two guys who the jury was hung on today, that's, for the moment, that means more imprisonment and more expenses against them. So as for the other guys remaining in jail waiting for a trial, two of them, Ammon Bundy and Ryan Bundy, by my understanding, have spent almost half their time in solitary confinement. Apparently, they're not very good prisoners. They insist on things like meals and clothing and rights. And so they have spent more than half their time in solitary.
How are these people? Are these people have something besides public defenders? I mean, how are they paying for all of this?
The current trial, all four jurors had public defenders.
Wow. Exonerated with public defenders.
Excuse me?
Exonerated with public defenders. It's fascinating.
Yeah, public defenders are, it's not necessarily the way I always pictured it. Some of these guys are pretty well paid by the federal government. These are not necessarily the public defenders you get for a drunk driving charge or something like that. So,
you're kind of cynical of the jury process. Is this building your belief in the United States judicial system? Now that you've been trials,
I witnessed a couple of weeks of the trial, and the trial was outrageous. The defendants were not allowed to make any justification for their actions. The trial ended suddenly and surprisingly last week when all of the defendants' lawyers declined to make a closing statement for the defense. And this was clearly an attempt to signal the jury, we're not allowed to make a defense. The trial went for a month and a half, and the defendants had 2 days to present their case. The first day, Eric Parker testified, and at the end of the day, the judge threw out all his testimony and told the jurors to act as if he had never been on the stand. The second day, Scott Drexler testified, and he He was able to, well, he wasn't able to speak about his motivations until at the very end, though, of his testimony when he was being cross-examined by the prosecutor. He twice blurted out, "I thought they were going to kill me," basically trying to point to their motivation for having having weapons in the face of the FBI, in the face of the BLM.
Thanks for the call, John. I really appreciate it. This is great news. Free Talk Live.
It is great news.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you can save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, right, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Tuesday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We just got word from John in Nevada, who's been out at the Bundy Ranch standoff trial. And apparently there have been, 34 not guilty verdicts. And six that are where the jury was hung, so mistrial on six. And I consider it pretty good news. Of course, the government's probably going to keep those people in as long as it feels like and run another trial, because why shouldn't they? They've already had one mistrial on this.
Sure, we need more lawyers to make money.
And the judge tried her level best to provide the worst kangaroo court she could. And the jury still found them not guilty on this. I think there was probably a lashback against what they saw to be a miscarriage of justice.
Right.
It would have been really fun for me if the jury would have come back. Men and women of the jury find the judge guilty of obstruction of justice. Bailiffs, take her into custody. Obviously, these are the liberty-fueled dreams of just another ideologue out here, but... you know, I had to report on this stuff, and these federal trials get more and more bizarre as I see them.
Right. It's just, they just don't care very much for, thinking about freedom in general in these smaller courts.
It doesn't speak well for a country that calls itself the land of the free and the home of the brave.
They care about money. That's what they care about.
Yeah, but where's the money for throwing these guys in jail?
Well, they were trying to get in the way of the Bureau of Land Management.
Yep.
And, that's a big problem. Mm-hmm. If you're a government who wants to take land from these people and hinder their ability to run their farms.
I'm really surprised that these juries have had these verdicts the way they have. So this is not only the Bundy Ranch situation, but the Malheur standoff. There have been just a string of not guilties and mistrials and these sorts of things. Not guilties, a whole bunch of them. And you don't see a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
Two-thirds of the people that take their felons, people that are convicted, charged with felonies, that take their case to trial will be found guilty. Now, these are obviously high-profile cases. I can't speak to how often, how that affects it or anything like that. But, these people had guns. And I just can't imagine. Maybe it's the East Coaster here in me, I would expect from local juries and that kind of thing. But, if you had a federal trial in Concord, New Hampshire, and they pulled from the surrounding regions of sort of the middle of the state and maybe into, the eastern side of Vermont and the western side of Maine, I'd expect them to hang you from the highest tree.
Right.
You touched a gun?
Right.
And you disobeyed a federal agent and you had a gun in your hand? My God, how many children did you kill?
Right.
I that would be my expectation of what I would hear.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They definitely protect their own when it comes to any kind of situation where they're being challenged in general. But if you have a firearm involved, suddenly the sky is falling. And
there was actually a case that I can base this on. If you'll remember the Ed and Elaine Brown case.
Mm-hmm.
This has to be 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And they had... Ian and I, and I don't know, maybe it was quite a few...
Ed and Elaine Brown were definitely prepared for a standoff, too.
They certainly were, but Ian and I went there one day for a cookout.
Right.
We showed up. I don't remember seeing that many guns, but you see guns here in New Hampshire. It's not that big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember. I remember Ted Anderson of Genesis Communications Network, our syndicate, was out there grilling brats like any, like any good guy from Minnesota would. And... handed them out. I ate one of them. It was a fine time had by all. But there were a few people there on site that some federal agent got involved and, snitched or whatever. It was a confidential informant or whatever mm-hmm. they were. And they locked some, they locked quite a few people up over that, and they're still in jail, best I know.
Really?
Yeah, Ed and Wayne Brown are still locked up.
Oh, Ed and Wayne Brown.
The people that were, some of the people that were on site.
Really? I wasn't aware that anybody else had been arrested besides them.
Yeah, there were a couple of people that, you know, gunslingers.
Right.
And when I first saw the picture of, I don't know, somebody holding a, looking through a scope on a gun at that Bundy Ranch standoff, all I could think was, well, that guy's done.
Right.
I don't care what he's looking at.
Right.
I don't care if he's looking at rabbits.
Right.
He's done. That picture of him looking through that scope was just too much. And I guess it was too much for a couple of jurors because it was yet another hung jury. But some of those jurors out there apparently just don't have a problem with it.
Right.
All those not guilty pleas and all that stuff. So, again,
I don't know
what happened, but I'm kind of surprised and somewhat
happy. It sounded like
it said
40 charges. I don't know how many people were actually involved. And
four
people were involved.
As I understand it, four people were involved.
So out of the 36 out of those 40 charges, or was it 32 out of the 40 charges, were dropped?
Yeah, 34 of the 40 charges
They
were found not guilty.
Right, okay.
And then there were six charges on two people that remain.
Right.
Basically, they're charged for looking through a scope, presumably somewhere at a federal agent.
Right. I wonder what the charges are that remain and what the ones that are dropped. It would be nice to see the list of sort of like what has been dropped. You know, what were they found innocent of?
Well, the articles will probably be out, especially by the time this podcast is rolling.
Too much to go over in one place anyway, and probably a lot of it is just probably boring, nothing charges that they were just trying to throw it, you know, throw on a bunch of stuff at the wall to see what sticks.
As they do. Well, I'm elated to hear this news. You know, if you've got any problems with it, any other point of view, maybe, the number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It looks like some, I don't know, what do you call them, social justice warriors, radical red fists of the revolution, they smashed a 225-year-old monument commemorating Christopher Columbus in, this is off the hill, it's in Baltimore. And I did watch the video. It was rather short, and it looked clearly planned. They were walking up and spouting all kinds of drivel regarding capitalism and that sort of thing. And then somebody took a sledgehammer and smashed the hell out of the monument.
I just wonder how long before the Lincoln Monument's going to get taken out.
They like Lincoln.
They like Lincoln. But you have two groups kind of warring here.
Yeah.
There are two sides to play the opposite of Donald Trump right now and say that, you know, like, you know, whenever you say two sides are at fault, people automatically are going to assume you're a racist if you're talking about the left
and
being the attacking violent people that, you know,
That's the point that I have here is that after we saw this weekend in Boston where a free speech rally has 25,000 Antifa types show up, and there's not a Nazi flag for them to find.
Remember when the left
they go after reporters?
Free speech.
Free speech has become a dog whistle for these people. It means racism now.
Right.
Free Talk Live 855-450-3733. It's 855-453.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants and helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. libertyid.com, promo code free trial. libertyid.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. The number is 855-450-3733. We are talking about this Christopher Columbus statue that has gotten smashed in Baltimore by what appear to be sledgehammer-wielding commies. I mean, I don't know what else to call them. And also we were discussing the Bundy Ranch standoff verdict, which just came through, which is looks like a whole bunch of not guilties and a handful of mistrials.
Something, something, 1492, if commies don't like you, you'll be black and blue. Is that how
that's
that
exactly
goes?
How it goes, yeah. Okay. But let's go to the phones. We've got Sean calling in from Dallas, Texas. Sean, you're on Free Talk Live. What's in your mind?
Originally got turned on to your podcast by Jack Jericho from the Survival Podcast.
Oh, excellent.
And he highly recommended y'all. And he actually started or actually spearheaded a website for the Second Amendment.
Okay.
What it basically entails is it's a website where it's called Granddaddy's Gun Club.
Granddaddy's Gun Club, all right.
What it does and promotes is before you're fixing to pass, or if you just want to pass it from father to son, a get-together of people around a campfire and tell the story and record the history of the gun you're handing down. So that way it cements the Second Amendment and that a person you're handing it down to. So that this, my dad owned this gun. It has this history. And it may go back 100 years, might go back 200 years, or it might go back 20 years. But it's a gathering of people to practice this.
Practice what?
They practice extremely safe handling of guns, because once you get there, you zip tie your trigger down. That way, everyone knows there's no loaded chambers. And then you sit around a campfire and pass it down from father to son, from grandfather to son. Just
this is probably how swords were passed down, would be my guess. Is you know, you're talking about you know, I mean, people believed great things about their swords and weapons and stuff like that. Now, I like the idea. What's the sort of end goal other than creating a sense of attachment to the gun?
So basically, because of the rhetoric that's going around against the Second Amendment and all the people that are anti-gun, I think it, honestly, if a grandpa gave a grandson a gun in a house that was anti-gun, and maybe whichever part of lifespan, and then they had a great time with it and went to the, because generally where it's held at during the exchange is at a campground where you can have a shooting range. They get to experience shooting a gun.
Are there a lot of campgrounds that have shooting ranges?
Well, typically it's all on private property right now.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, it's growing right now.
I think it's a great idea. I like the idea. It'll put a gun in somebody's hand. Hopefully, you've been teaching your son or daughter the use of a weapon all along. But it can be difficult with young folks, because, you know, maybe mom or somebody else doesn't want them to learn, or they just don't like the loud noise and that kind of thing. But hopefully they've been learning all along. But I think it's a good idea. Just adding that the narrative to the weapon, I think that'll it'll create some kind of momentum. Yeah, sure, it's a good idea.
Yeah, I just want to pass it on for anyone who wants to join.
So, I mean, there is a website?
Granddaddy's Gun Club.
Granddaddy'sGunClub.com?
Yes.
Excellent. Thanks for the call, Sean.
All right, thank you.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You know, obviously, calling in and plugging your commercial venture isn't really necessarily the appropriate thing to do. But in this case, you're talking about just sort of a social idea, and I think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So let's go on with the smashing of the Christopher Columbus statue. Coming from thehill.com, a 225-year-old monument commemorating Christopher Columbus was vandalized on Monday amid the nationwide debate on removing Confederate statues and monuments. 225-year-old statue.
What's really funny about this to me, what's like ironic, and I guess I shouldn't really be laughing at it because it's kind of scary, but the reality is that these, you know, the leftists, the Antifa, they're all like, we're so anti-fascist that we're going to do everything that the fascists did.
Yeah.
Because guess who destroyed statues and, like, you know, burnt books and opposing ideas and stopped people from speaking. And, oh, yeah, it was the actual Nazis. You Antifa people are like actual Nazis.
And, you know, I did say when, again, I'm fine with removing Civil War monuments if that's what we're going to do. But, you know, first off, I don't think you should just take one side and say, oh, those guys are traitors to America.
They shouldn't be publicly owned in the first place. That's the real problem, right? The tragedy of the commons. And, of course, the left doesn't. We want everything to be commonly owned. You're going to pay for it, and it's only going to be our ideas.
Right. So what they're doing
is... Guess what? If it comes down to violence, then it's self-defense, because you're just trying to steal from people to make them support your ideas and your stuff.
Apparently, 225-year-old, a group of people who sort of democratically decided, used the system to decide, the government system, used a system of hierarchical, top-down government control to place this statue there.
Right.
And, these folks don't want it there, so they're going to subvert the system of law to do it. And I'm fine. Subvert the system of law. Now, if you're going to do that, you should do it for a reason that is of value to, sort of life and community, and expect the consequences.
Yeah.
And I just like to make it clear that many of these, you can't say these people because you can't talk in groups, but there's somebody out there will be upset with every statue that's standing. And if your opinion about smashing a statue is valid, their opinion is valid too.
I don't know about the whole talking group things. I've had this argument lately with a couple of other libertarians. And if people are self-identifying in a certain way, they're making themselves a part of that group.
How do I know? Let me continue reading the article so we can go on with this before. So a video posted Monday shows... That's yesterday. Shows a monument being smashed. It shows two unidentified people taping a sign reading, "The future is racial and economic justice," to the monument. One of them then hits the monument with what appears to be a sledgehammer, while the other stands next to the monument holding a sign that reads, "Racism, tear it down." One of the quotes is, "Christopher Columbus symbolizes the initial invasion of European capitalism into the Western Hemisphere." No, it doesn't. Columbus initiated a centuries-old wave of terrorism, murder, genocide, rape, slavery, ecological degradation, and capitalist exploitation of labor to the Americas. Did we not have terrorism, murder, rape, genocide, slavery, ecological degradation on the continent prior to Columbus? Was capitalism, which is just free trade, was right. Capitalism not present on the Western Hemisphere before Columbus came? Cool. Exploitation of labor, okay, maybe. Slavery is exploitation of labor, and by God, Indians had slavery. Plenty of them did, obviously. I can't speak in groups. Not every Indian had slaves. But slavery was a viable and used system of exploiting labor here on the Western Hemisphere before Columbus ever showed up.
Right.
That doesn't make what he did okay, but it doesn't make what they did okay either. You don't pull down Indian statues because some Indians were slavers. 855-450-3733. Please explain this to me. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live or LRN.FM on Skype.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. We've got an opinion here on the Columbus statue being smashed in Baltimore overnight by people who apparently are against capitalist exploitation of labor. That's a bit of an indicator to me who we're talking about here. You can give us a call. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Just an advisory, you don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services on Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. You can go get an account there at SIMBI.com. Take a look around, post your services, you get some currency right away for free so you can buy things before you even do stuff. Although you have to list a service. SIMBI.com. People are listing services from, draw a picture of your Dungeons and Dragons character to build a website to, marketing help, computer programming, music, singing, all kinds of stuff. SIMBI.com. Simbi.com. Let's go to Ricky calling in on Skype. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live.
Brother Mark, and I believe it's Brother Johnson, is it not?
That's correct.
What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
All's well.
Good. I wish that was the case, Mark, you know? I mean, I've been sitting here thinking, and this is really a mess.
What is it? What's a mess?
What you touched on earlier, the two sides. You got the Antifa communists, and then you have the white supremacists.
Yeah, that's how the media is lining these folks up, that's for sure.
I don't know that it's necessarily that simple. I don't know that it's necessarily
No, I don't think it's that simple.
It's, it's about as simple as the Civil War there, Brother John. Very
simple. But I don't think that it's necessarily Antifa versus white supremacists. You know, the alt-right is not composed entirely of white supremacists.
If you're standing next to somebody giving the Nazi salute, though, I'm just saying somebody might call you a white supremacist.
Sure.
But that's where I'm getting to now. You know, I've been sitting here, and I haven't done anything. And next week, that's probably when it is. You know, I'm looking at these sides here, and I want everybody to kind of ask themselves, because it's kind of like a situation. Now, you have two choices here. You have communists that are against freedom of speech because they believe it suppresses minorities. I don't even want to try to figure that out, and I don't want them to try to explain it to me. Then you have the other side that are white supremacists. Now, you got to sit here and honestly ask yourself, you know, what's really going on here? Now, if I was going to go out and protest, where the hell am I going to go? I'm a Democratic Republican. I'm not a racist. But I have to admit, I lean more towards the white supremacist, quote, side. And no, they're not all white supremacists.
Okay, tell me about this leaning. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, I get it called. I mean, I am a liberal, as most of the people I think they're calling this show.
Okay.
And, you know, just by being a liberal, I have to admit, I end up being thrown in with these Antifa people. I so am not. I'm totally against that. You know, as far as things go, it's a cut and dry issue. Do these people have the right? Yes, they do. These people are saying they don't have the right. There are people totally endorsing this. What does that tell me? That I was right the first time when I said this was a CIA project. People need to look into this Antifa group, who they are. I definitely did. And it's very shocking. Anyways, next week, I mean, I'll let you guys know. I have to admit, how am I going to make my statement? There's been not enough discussion as of late, so I'm going to stem up some discussion. You know how I'm going to do that, Brother Johnson?
How are you going to do that?
Well, very simply put, very difficult to find one, but that wasn't that hard. Probably next week, I'm going to just walk the streets, and like I usually am, all dressed in black, except this time I'm going to have a Confederate flag on my back. And hopefully I can encourage some discussion. Now, I'm wondering what's going to happen to me. Are people going to sit down and talk to me? They're going to have the option. Are they going to attack me? Or are people going to come up to me and commend me and also be wrong?
Where do you live?
It's going to be a very fascinating experiment.
Pennsylvania. The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I find this ill-advised, but if you survive the experience, I'd like to hear about it.
I mean, it's probably ill-advised, but you want to know something? The way I see it, freedom of speech is in the toilet. It's really gone down the tubes. Ian was right last night when he said it's gone, pretty much. I mean, you better run for the hills. This is not going to stop. This is not going to stop. Everybody wants to be superior to everybody. I think people got to be really honest. And I'm going to go out on a limb here. You know, I think Trump's a jackass. He's got a million and one bad qualities. He hasn't done anything of any kind of mention positive in the past 8 months. And maybe there's still time. But I will tell you,
he squinted at the sun without glasses on.
Yeah, he did that. But I will tell you this. I'm not going to stand here and be like some of these people. And when he went out the second time, and I know at that time Ian didn't hear it, but, you know, when he came out the second time and was talking about this, I totally agree with him. And the fact is, this is a pure stunt to stop the secessionist movement. There has been, for the past 5 years in Pennsylvania, an increase in Confederate flag sales, as in a lot of other places. And the reality is, Confederacy does not mean racism.
It doesn't mean that.
Ricky,
please keep us updated on whatever happens. I'm curious to find out. Thank you so much for the call. 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype. That's our username there. You just have to send us a contact request and you can call us. That's lrn.fm on Skype. Let's go to Mike calling in from Wisconsin. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. To the one of you who said that you are liberal,
You heard a caller.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a caller? Oh, forgive me. I was on waiting on hold. I couldn't tell who was speaking. Well, in that case, I'll drop that comment. You know, I when I see these folks tearing down statues in, Raleigh, the one that was relatively peaceful, I sort of have a sense of pity for them because, you know, these statues have been up for 100 years, in some cases longer, and they never offended people. Either.
There were quite a few statues put up in, like, the 60s, too, but go ahead.
Yeah, true. But you know, why didn't these statues offend people 10 and 20 and 30 years ago, even when Democrats had control politically of many of these states? I want to posit to you, it's not only political. It's because, you know, those of us like you and me who grew up learning history, world history, American history, European, Asian history, have a sense that not only does our species evolve, but cultures evolve and our thought evolves, right? I mean, even those of you on, even those of us on the left say that, you know, we evolve, right? Didn't President Obama use that expression all the time? You need to have a sense of history to understand that the culture in which Jefferson lived and owned slaves, the culture in which Columbus came to this country 600, 500 years ago was very different than the culture that we have now. And it's only ignorant people who can put a lasso around a horse in Raleigh or who can claim that, you know, because a horse at University of Southern California has the same name as Robert E. Lee's horse, that that is somehow intrinsically offensive.
Yeah, I saw a picture recently, supposedly, and I don't know whether it's fake or not, but a cat who was blinded because it looked like Hitler. I mean, this is the type of thing that's going on nowadays, supposedly.
Well, that's insane.
Yeah.
All right. For me, what it is that there's no one who is going, you know, from 100 years ago, there is nobody who's going to stand up to today's yardstick. It's just not possible. I've seen some conservatives out there, libertarians out there, putting up posts of FDR saying that, you know, this guy incarcerated hundreds of thousands of Asian Americans. You cannot let this racist statue stand, right? And what it's showing is that people just can't stand. That's not even 100 years ago. FDR was president in the 1930s, and you're talking about 80 years ago. So, you know, holding up historical figures to today's yardstick is problematic, to use the liberal vernacular. It's just not going to work. So we can take down all the statues, or we can take down none of the statues, but sooner or later, somebody's going to get upset about something.
FDR put some of my distant Italian-American ancestors in camps as well during World War II, but I'd be the last person to say that anything should happen to FDR statue, and I disagree with most of his politics. You know, one last story, and I'll let you go. I walked into a convenience store
today. Hold the line. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Look, I could be wrong on this, but it seems like that the wheel's turning pretty fast on this tearing down statues thing. The number's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.